Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Inside Edition ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard. The big breakup. The woman who killed her abusive mom. They're splitting up. Just 3 months after her release.
Married Life's amazing.
And Sucker Punch Sisterhood. They were all sucker punched. Now they're meeting for the first time.
I got punched in the side of my head. It was terrifying.
It is actually so comforting just hearing each of your stories.
Then, was it murder? Disturbing new details about the death of college student Riley Strain.
What happened to his pants and boots?
Plus, photo uproar over the slaying of this terror victim. It just won a top prize for photojournalism. But who took the photo? Plus, the new queen of country.
The cowboy surge across the USA, thanks to Beyonce.
Hold on to your 10-gallon hats, folks.
Then, out of my house, the 6'7" basketball star versus the little possum.
I don't want no problems. You don't want no problems.
Who will emerge victorious?
Yeah!
And Oscar winner Louis Gossett Jr.
You ready to quit now, Mayo?
Listen!
His final days. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi, and today for Deborah, her story captivated the nation. Gypsy Rose Blanchard became a media darling when she was released from prison after serving more than 8 years for plotting to murder her abusive mother. Millions rooted for her as she found love and got married. But just months later, she's now separated from her husband.
A stunning turn of events for Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her doting husband. They've split. Gypsy Rose found instant fame when she was released from prison last December after serving 8 years behind bars for her role in the murder of her abusive mother. For the past 3 months, she and husband Ryan Anderson appeared inseparable, putting on quite a display of affection as cameras followed their every move. He gushed about their love in this recent podcast.
Since we've been married, it's been smooth sailing. I'm here for the long haul. Like, I'm till death do us part. I mean that.
When online trolls disparaged her husband, a school teacher, she fiercely defended him. Ryan, don't listen to the haters. I love you and you love me. But was trouble already looming?
Ryan and I were starting to settle into our everyday life, but when he's at work, I'm by myself at the apartment.
In this sneak peek of her upcoming docuseries on Lifetime TV, she buys a puppy to combat her loneliness. People have been asking, what is going on in my life? Unfortunately, my husband and I are going through a separation, she announced today. Right now, I need time to let myself find who I am. Growing up, Gypsy was the victim of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. She said she conspired to kill her mother with her then boyfriend to escape her misery. She served 7 years in prison, and after her release, she gained more than 6 million followers on social media almost overnight. Recently, she deleted all of her social media.
And I have people that are like, oh my God, like, you're insane for deleting that kind of a following.
Gypsy says her parole officer advised her to delete her social media account so she won't get in trouble and go back to jail. These women were all sucker punched by strangers on the streets of New York. We've told you how there's been an epidemic of these attacks. Now, for the first time, we've brought together several of the victims. They didn't know each other before today, but as Allison Hall reports, they now share a bond.
These young women are part of a sisterhood they'd rather not be members of. One by one, they came to the Inside Edition newsroom and introduced themselves.
I'm Allison.
Hi, Allison.
I'm nice Sterling. To meet you.
We brought together Sterling Quinn, Marissa Harbert, Allison Hager, and Annika Hartier after they became victims of the sucker punch epidemic that's hit New York. Allison says she still flinches at the recollection of being sucker punched a month ago.
Pain would come back, like almost like a ghost pain would come back, and just, it was terrifying.
Annika is a model. This is her at a Louis Vuitton fashion show. The glamour of that video is a stark contrast to this gritty footage showing the moment she was attacked in broad daylight.
I could sense on my right side that someone was quickly approaching from the other side of the street, and I had literally 1 second to look. And then I got punched in the side of my head right here.
Marissa was on a subway platform when it happened to her.
I'm pretty tough, but it brought tears to my eyes. It was a hard slap. It kind of felt like, did I imagine that? And then I woke up and I saw the bruise and I was like, oh, it did happen.
A burst from being slapped?
Yeah.
That's a hard slap.
There are now dozens of women coming out saying that this has happened to them. What's your reaction to seeing that this is happening to other women?
It is actually so comforting just hearing each of your stories and say, okay, we felt this, but we can get through it and we'll bring attention to it and help other women who are also struggling with this as well.
As word spreads about the attacks, many women are posting videos showing the precautions they're taking.
When you're walking around, just headphones off, stay alert right now and stay safe.
I just paid $46 to Uber to work and then $30 to Uber back home because I keep hearing that women are getting punched in New York City.
This woman is even ready to use her Stanley Cup for self-defense.
Say what you want to say about a Stanley, but if you're a girl in New York City, you literally need one just for the weapon that it is.
All these women, members of a sisterhood they never wanted to belong to.
No woman wants to feel scared walking down the street.
A woman on TikTok has been compiling all the recent videos of women who were sucker punched in New York. It's now up to 43. A funeral was held today for Riley Strain, the college student who got separated from his frat brothers in Nashville and ended up dead in a nearby river. Initially, it was thought to be a tragic accident. Now, Riley's parents have asked for a second autopsy after it was revealed their son was found without his jeans and boots on.
Was it murder?
The family of college student Riley Strain is seeking an independent autopsy as troubling questions are being raised about the circumstances of his death in Nashville.
When Strain's body was pulled from the Cumberland River last Friday, it was found without pants, cowboy boots. His wallet was also missing.
There are no signs of foul play at this time. Mr. Strain still had the shirt on that he was wearing, still had the watch.
But there was no mention that when Riley was found, he was only wearing his boxers and socks.
Adding further mystery to the investigation, there was apparently no water found in Riley's lungs, which experts say may be a sign he was dead before his body ever entered the river.
The University of Missouri student was seen stumbling around Nashville after being kicked out of the country star Luke Bryan's bar. Now a spokesman for Strain's family tells News Nation that the family has hired its own independent coroner.
The family deserves more answers than we have. I think there's somebody out there that knows what actually happened that night. And we would love for him to come forward, and we need some more info.
I spoke to pathologist Priya Banerjee, who says there could be several reasons other than foul play for why Riley's body was found in the condition it was.
How do you explain that his pants and his boots were missing?
Did he voluntarily take them off? Did he try to swim out of the water? Did they just get knocked off given the turbulence of the water? The possibilities are limitless.
A final toxicology report on Riley Strain is pending. There's a good chance many of you stayed up late last night waiting for Beyonce to drop her much anticipated country album at midnight. And it's not just the music. Beyonce has kicked off a major pop culture Western craze across the country.
The USA is going all out country today. At the stroke of midnight, fans saddled up to Beyonce's country sounds. The first reviews are glowing. Rolling Stone calls the album captivating. A sprawling, endlessly entertaining tour de force, says Variety.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly P.
The legendary Dolly Parton lends her voice, introducing Beyonce's remake of her 1973 hit, Jolene.
Jolene, Jolene.
Beyonce changed the lyrics. Here's Dolly's version.
I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Here's Beyonce's.
I'm warning you, don't come for my man.
I love how the original is really a plea to leave my man alone. And she's like, don't come for my... Yeah.
Cowboy Carter features a tribute to Linda Martell.
Ladies and gentlemen.
She was the first African-American woman to play the Grand Ole Opry way back in 1969. Beyonce also released stunning new photos posing in cowgirl chic. The album is triggering a Western wear fashion boom. Cowboy hats took over the airwaves this morning. We went to the Little Ranch Boot Shop in New Rochelle, New York, where cowboy hats and boots are flying off the shelves. Inside Edition producer Emma Cady tried the Western style.
With Beyonce's new album, we have seen an increase in sales, especially on cowboy hats, Western wear, and I truly believe this is going to be the trend.
Yeehaw!
Beyonce's album also has cameos by Miley Cyrus and Post Malone. He's a former NBA star who's used to taking on opponents on the court, but he's finally met his match in a cute little possum that wandered into his kitchen.
It's an epic battle between man and marsupial when retired NBA star Matt Barnes finds a pesky possum hiding in his kitchen.
I know what bro's trying to do. Came in the old house and he's here thugging it.
Barnes wants the possum to scram, but the critter is not in any rush.
So I made a little box area where you could just run right outside. I don't want no problems. You can't go this way. All you can do is peacefully run out, bro.
From his cardboard fortress, Barnes tries everything to get the possum to leave. An orange.
Come on, bro. What are we doing? Come on.
A golf club.
Come on, bro. Give me your chance.
But the little guy holds his ground.
Does anyone know if possums jump?
Well, here's the answer. Yes, possums can jump, but only just over 3 feet. Exasperated, the 6'7" Barnes tries a spritz of water. Will that do it?
There we go. There we go. This way. No, not that way.
So close. Undeterred, Barnes tries yet again. This time.
Go ahead and break. Go ahead. Come on now. Break. 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 There we go. He's out of here. Go, bro. Go to freedom. Yeah.
Success at last.
Yeah.
As funny as this video is, animal experts say possums can carry a variety of diseases. So if one ends up in your home, call animal control. He made history as the first black man to win an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for his portrayal as the tough Marine drill sergeant in An Officer and a Gentleman. Now, groundbreaking actor Louis Gossett Jr. has died at 87.
Right here in the middle.
Louis Gossett Jr.'s place in American history came in 1983.
The winner is Louis Gossett Jr.
When he became the first black man to win Best Supporting Actor.
You know, when you prepare a speech, it's no use because it's all gone.
He won the Oscar for his best-known role, Richard Gere's drill sergeant, in An Officer and a Gentleman.
You ready to quit now, Mayo? Listen!
Gossett's big break was playing Fiddler in the groundbreaking miniseries Roots.
You name Toby. That's who you is, yeah? Toby. As Fiddler. Fiddler.
The performance won him an Emmy Award. Inside Edition caught up with him and his granddaughter at the Oscars in 2009. A year later, he spoke openly about his battle with prostate cancer.
I went public with it because I canceled a lot of dates, and the curiosity got
So Big Lebowski, no, it's, everybody knows.
Through his nearly 70-year career, he never stopped working. His final role was on the big screen in last year's remake of The Color Purple.
Daddy, it's time to go.
Yeah, we're gonna let me finish my water first.
A family member says he died at a healthcare facility in Santa Monica. In recent years, he battled a respiratory illness caused by toxic mold at his former house in Malibu.
I won't ever forget you, Sergeant.
I know.
Louis Gossett Jr. was 87.
In his last interview with People magazine in January, Gossett said he wasn't afraid to die because he was looking forward to going to heaven and having a great time with all his heroes who passed before him.
Next, photo uproar over the slaying of this terror victim. It just won a top prize for photojournalism. But who took the photo? Plus, the Python Huntress.
Let go of her tail.
Over land, on the water. Her hunt for slithering serpents. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
She was a beautiful 22-year-old woman murdered by terrorists on the first day of the Israel-Hamas war. Now there's outrage that a photo of her body being paraded through the streets has won a prestigious award. And we should point out we've blurred the photo.
There's fury today over this photograph from the October 7th terrorist attack by Hamas. The horrifying Associated Press image has won the Picture Story of the Year award from the prestigious University of Missouri School of Journalism. It shows a 22-year-old German-Israeli citizen, Shani Luke, who was attending the music festival, being abducted by Hamas on a pickup truck. Her body was paraded through Gaza amid cheering crowds. She was later beheaded. Today, there is major backlash on social media over the photo being named Picture of the Year. I am horrified. Shame on you, goes this post. Questions have been raised about the photographer's possible links to Hamas, which would explain his extraordinary access.
These were not independent journalists. At least some of them were not even wearing press credentials at any point in time. They were fully embedded. We have their Telegram accounts where they were celebrating the deaths and encouraging the killing. They acted as full participants in this mob.
AP says their photographers did not collaborate with Hamas. AP had no advance knowledge of the October 7th attacks, nor have we seen any evidence that the freelance journalist did. The Missouri School of Journalism says, while we understand the reactions to the pictures, we also believe photojournalism plays an important role in bringing attention to the harsh realities of war. And there were chaotic scenes outside New York's Radio City Music Hall as pro-Palestinian protesters clashed with police. Inside, President Biden, with former Presidents Clinton and Obama, held a star-studded $26 million fundraiser, reportedly the largest in history. It was moderated by Stephen Colbert.
Is, can voters trust a presidential candidate who has not won a single Trump International Golf Club trophy? At long last, sir, have you no chip shot?
The event was disrupted 6 times by protesters inside Radio City.
Today, President Biden and the First Lady left New York and headed to Camp David for the Easter weekend. Still to come, the Python Huntress searching for snakes in the Florida Everglades.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Lots of people are scared of snakes. She isn't one of them.
We're going hunting. Hunting for pythons. Our guide is Amy Seawee. Her mission, seek out and kill Florida's invasive Burmese python, which can grow up to 20 feet long. She's caught more than 500 of them.
Jump and grab him. His head's right there.
Behind you, find it.
Goodness.
I got the head.
Let go of her tail.
Heading into the Florida Everglades, Amy keeps a lookout for slithering serpents. These non-native pythons, some released as pets, now breed freely in the Everglades. The ravenous reptiles made a home here, but they're destroying it too.
I'm talking about bobcats, deer, raccoon, they eat everything. So our wildlife is disappearing because of these pythons.
That's right. Up to 98% of mammals in parts of the Everglades have been wiped out entirely by the snakes.
So this is one of our native snakes, and one of the problems with these pythons is that when they're born, they hatch out of the egg at 2 feet. And, you know, that's just a little bit smaller than this guy.
Amy crawls through the underbrush like a commando conducting a military operation. They're out here in the Everglades, plenty of them.
I have a great respect for the python, but I also have a great respect for the Florida ecosystem, and I know how absolutely important it is that we work our hardest to do something about this problem.
When we come back, a bridesmaid's photo oops. Finally, talk about a photo fail.
Everybody in?
What could go wrong when all of these bridesmaids pose for a photo on a bed? How crazy! Look at the bride's face. Talk about wedding crashers.
That's Inside Edition. Have a great Easter weekend. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.